It is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. We say good morning to Marilyn with IU Health.
Hi, good morning, Ken. I'm happy to be on the show with you today.
How you been?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well, hanging in there and just going crazy is all the stuff we're having to do right now, but that's the way it has to, that's the way it goes right now.
Yes, I think we're kind of in for the new normal.
Yeah, well, we hope it's the new normal. We hope we don't have to go back to the new normal. That's right. What's kind of worrying me right now.
Well, and I think that's a reasonable worry, Ken. You know, with the new Delta variant, I think we're all a little bit concerned about what's going to happen. But I can say, you know, get your vaccine. We have found that the Delta variant, or the vaccine is effective against that. And also, the vaccine's very effective if someone does get COVID. Very likely with the vaccine, they would not end up in the hospital. So even if they did get a case of it, it would be much less than without the vaccine.
Have you guys, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but have you guys seen any patients there for a day or two or not yet?
You know, it's really sporadic. We'll have a patient maybe once in a while, actually for the last probably 2 weeks. We have not had any inpatients with COVID. So, you know, from our perspective, things are looking a little bit better as far as the hospitalizations. You know, we know that there's still new cases of coronavirus every day, but we're not seeing them in our hospital here at Frankfort. So that's good news.
Yeah, that is good. And speaking of your new hospital, how are things going over there?
You know, Ken, things are going really well. If you've been by here lately, you probably see a lot of activity out in the front area where the previous hospital was located. Mm-hmm. They're moving around some more dirt, getting things leveled. They're actually starting to put in the curbs. So we've got some concrete going in, and we're really moving forward with getting that area with the concrete, the curbs, and get it prepared so we can start putting in the new driveway. We really were hoping to have it further along, but unfortunately, as you know, we've had so much rain here mm-hmm. as of the last couple months. So it has slowed that work down just a bit, but they're still making progress. So we are continuing to work on that every day. So, you know, swing by and take a look, see how we're doing. But, yeah, we hope to have that new driveway in by November.
Okay. That was my next question. If you thought it was going to be the fall, and I kind of had a hunch it might be that time, so.
Well, you are spot on. And you know what that'll do for us is really help the parking situation because, you know, you and I have talked about that before.
Yeah.
We've got some challenges with parking. I think, you know, our patients are telling us once they've been here, they see how the flow is and they're able to find a parking space much easier. We've got good signage up and we're always happy to help if, you know, if somebody needs assistance from their car, we can certainly do that. We want to make it easy, and once we have that new parking space out front, it's going to be a world of difference.
Yeah, and then also it also lets people really see what's going on at the new hospital.
It does, yes. You can the hospital is very visible now from Jackson Street, so you know when you drive by, you can see it. Much easier to find it now that
yeah.
you can see it from the road.
Mm-hmm. I know when we was out there at the fair last week, you'd look over and you just see, my gosh, look at all the stuff that's not there and there, and you just you're just like, oh my gosh, it doesn't seem like it's possible anymore. But it's yeah, you know, it's gonna look great once it's done, though.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, Ken.
So what's going to be the next month or so going to be like for you guys? Anything in particular that you're going to do or not?
You mean when it comes to
events or special type things or anything like that you're going to be doing or anything like that?
Well, we don't have any events scheduled right now. You know, still in the midst of this pandemic, we want to be cautious.
Right.
But I would say, you know, certainly I would encourage our community members to remember, preventive care is very important. So if you've put off that screening mammogram or colonoscopy, now's the time to get in and have that preventive care done. You know, what we don't want is for people to put that off and not come in for those important screenings. So I would say, you know, we've got appointments available, so we would really love for people to get in and have those screening testing done.
Are you guys still want people to wear masks inside the hospital, correct?
We do. That is currently our policy, mm-hmm. and so we do ask that our patients and visitors do wear a mask when they're in the building. Employees are also still wearing masks mm-hmm. in the building.
Okay.
One of the other things I would like to mention when we kind of talk about visitors is, you know, we've really relaxed our guidelines on visitors. We know how important it is for our patients to have visitors or somebody with them when they come for, you know, an outpatient test or they're an inpatient in the hospital. And so we, each patient can have two visitors, and we can even have visitors stay overnight. So okay. if your loved one is here at the hospital, we want you to be able to come in and to stay with them. So, I want to make sure, you know, everybody knew that we were really relaxing on that.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about or you want to bring up before I let you go?
I guess just one other thing I want to say about COVID vaccines. You might have heard in the news that IU Health is now requiring all employees to have the COVID vaccine. And so we're working very diligently with our team members. Some of our team members, you know, were eligible for various types of exemptions. And so that's an option. Otherwise, we want to make sure that, you know, patient safety is always first. And so we want to make sure that we role model that and we protect our patients.
Okay.
So if we've, you know, if some of our patients are wondering, you know, if they come to the hospital, is their caregiver going to be vaccinated? Yes, we are requiring that. Again, some of our team members won't be because of the exemptions, but then they will be taking additional precautions, such as always wearing a mask and things like that.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
So, as always, Marilyn, I greatly appreciate your time. Always fun talking with you, and you take good care of yourself, and we'll catch you a little bit later, okay?
All right, Ken. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision.